This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, John, I was looking it up. In Europe, apparently 4 weeks is standard vacation.
Wow.
But we're not in Europe. Most people get 2 weeks, and you got to be strategic, especially if you have family vacations. Mm-hmm. You're going up north this summer.
Other things you might be considering.
Other people in your life you have to consider. Can you burn a vacation day today, or more importantly, tomorrow? Tomorrow's the day to do it. Michigan plays late tonight. You get wall-to-wall college hoops, opening round of the tournament. John, these are...
Or can you split them? Can you take a day and a half? You're off at noon today.
Maybe. These are some of the best sports viewing days of the year, right?
Yeah, because it's going to be basketball all day long. And they're not going to necessarily be team or schools that you're going to recognize, but
all the better.
Don't want to miss the moment, right? The Cade Cunningham last night, but it's going to happen throughout the course of today and tomorrow.
There's only a few days I think you could justify taking off from work, right? Like Tigers opening day, I could see a lot of people do that, right? I think Thursday, Friday, opening weekend of the March Madness, that might be the list, right?
Yeah, and I'm curious with, employers. Somebody calls in sick today. Do you raise an eyebrow? Do you have to show a doctor's note? Or do you just take them at their word, yeah, they're sick? Or do you just eye roll, okay, work in the system?
But people have their strategies for this stuff. Sometimes it's the sick day. Sometimes it's, you've read about it. Guys get their vasectomies right around Madness. They time it up for this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm it's a medical reason. Got to be off. Sorry. Gonna have to be laid up on the couch.
A surgical procedure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Unable to come to work today.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. What are you guys doing? Josh in Clawson, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? How are the main streets of Clawson today?
Yes, sir. Yep. So currently taking my dog Hutch to get neutered, like as we speak. So I had this PTO day planned for a while. Just so happens, beginning of the week, buddies hit me up. Hey, let's go to BOGO Thursdays at B-Dubs. So it looks like I'll spend my whole day waiting for him to get out at B-Dubs watching basketball. But as
is that him growling?
This is the first one walking by. My apologies.
Oh, I was going to say, did you tell him before? Is he just finding out now?
Right, exactly. We have a place on Torch Lake, and I have a... Every January 1st, that PTO refreshes. I get that whole 4th of July week off for Torch. And, being 28 now, when you're a kid, you don't think about that. But if you're not strategic with your PTO, you can really do some damage in your plans for the year.
Yes. Got to have that that strategy for the 365.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good day.
Oh, thanks, man. Josh.
He's getting Hutch neutered.
There's a joke in there I'm not going to make.
It did sound like his dog was just learning the fact that he was going to get neutered.
Wait,
today.
What's happening? Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
today, tomorrow, Tigers opening day.
Has it changed, though, with the ability to stream? You know, I mean, 10 years ago, I wasn't doing it 10 years ago. Maybe somebody was. Maybe you had the internet connection. You had the ability to do it. But now, with a lot of people, you know, quote unquote, pulling the plug, you can stream, even if you didn't. Your cable service usually offers an app, and you can get it on your phone. Are you going to set the phone or your iPad or your device, whatever it is, at your workstation and be able to watch the games while you are multitasking?
Yeah, and I wonder, like, are some employers cooler than others? You know, are some like, hey, I know you're gonna keep an eye on it. I know you got a dual monitor set up. You're gonna throw the game up on one of the screens, but I need you working on stuff on the other one. I'm not gonna make your life miserable. Don't make my life miserable. That would be if you had a cool employer. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a boss who's, I'm gonna make an example of this. We're gonna be productive today. Everybody's gonna put in their work today. You gotta sneak.
Yeah. You get the extra screen, and as soon as the boss starts walking by.
I was in Excel the whole time.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, wait, I did turn the audio off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got the call, the buzzer beater in the background. 248-539-9797. Some ticket texters. Texter says, another day that you want to take off. Mandatory day to take off. Opening day of gun season, November 15th.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
These add up quick.
Got to take into account.
Texter says, UPS driver here. 5 weeks vacation. We max out at 7. I'm going to watch all the basketball I want.
Wow.
That's a good deal.
Probably
right there.
If you're seniority. Yeah, UPS driver, you're getting your time off now because around the holidays, you're working overtime.
Yeah. With all the commercials and very few multiple games at the same time, why waste a vacation day on the NCAA tournaments? This person's saying it's overrated.
Or are you working the system? Will your boss allow you, like, hey, call in for your son or your daughter, hey, I got to pick them up for an appointment. Are you taking just an afternoon off? Do you only have to spend one day, afternoon today, afternoon, because they're not going to start till noon.
No. Yeah. Yeah. First game's what, Louisville Creighton?
Yeah.
And then away we go. Mm-hmm. But there's multiple games going at the same time. Is this guy crazy? Like, once we settle in and we get into one of those windows where you've got three and even four games going, it's absolutely worth it. There's nothing like it. Like, I love Tigers opening day. That's one game. And some years the weather cooperates. I've already started to look ahead. I'm hoping it cooperates this year. But some years you're in a blizzard. Some years you're freezing. You got to wear a hat and gloves. It's sure you're outside and it's the sign of spring. You have none of that issue with today and tomorrow. You're in the couch. You're in the man cave. You got your food. You've got three, four screens. It very rarely disappoints. You're going to get a couple buzzer beaters today. We're going to learn about some school, like in the past, Fairleigh Dickinson. We're going to learn about St. Peter's. We're going to learn about somebody that we've never heard of before. And then we're going to learn about how they have like 300 students and how their gymnasium chairs fold. Like they don't have like proper bleachers. We're going to learn about some tiny school that captures the nation this week.
They have those walls that are like 10 feet from the baseline with the exit door right there.
Yes. We're going to learn about some. This is a fun time of year, and I do think it's one of those days you should take off if you have a little extra time.
Notable alumni. My favorite part of the campus profile of teams.
Yeah. If you're only taking one day off, though, tomorrow's got to be the day.
Yeah, not today.
Not today, because if, like locally, Michigan State doesn't play till tomorrow. Today, it's Michigan, and they don't start till 10. So if you're going to be up till midnight, how productive are you actually going to be tomorrow anyway?
The move is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make it a three-day weekend. Watch the night games tonight with no guilt, no alarm in the morning, and away you go.
And it gives you more time to find True TV. What? Where is this?
Free preview week!
See, this is one of the benefits to someone who doesn't have cable and just streams. Because the games are just right there and you click on them. I don't have to go cycling through the channels.
Yeah, or you click on sports and they all come up. Yeah.
What do we got? Chris in Oxford. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Heather. I don't know if she's there. I just tuned in. I take today and tomorrow off, as does my ex-wife and my son. We always go to the B-dubs and watch the games.
All right.
It's tradition.
That's tradition. There you go.
And we do it. We're there by 12 o'clock to watch the 12:15 game. And it does stink that both Michigan and Michigan State play at 10 o'clock tomorrow, today and tomorrow, but we'll make it through.
So do you watch the games with your ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are still cool.
We are.
Okay, good. Good for you.
Get along.
Yeah.
That makes life a lot
good
easier.
For you, yeah. Mm-hmm. How old's your son?
It does. 31.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, so you don't have to call him out of school.
Well, we might have to. His wife, she's in clinicals.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Chris, appreciate the phone call.
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the day, yeah. You got it done right. You got your tradition. Oh, I cut him off. I think he's going to
say go
blue,
green?
I think.
Oh.
There's a police siren there. Fight the ticket, Chris.
That's right. That's right.
Texas says going to Vegas 35 years for March Madness, 10 plus years with high school buddies, and now our adult sons. That's a fun tradition.
Yeah. Oh, so is Mike and Rico, are they there today?
They are not there today.
I thought that was...
This is the first year in a while. No, they normally do. This is the first year in a while they're not out there.
Why not?
They're not going in the big swimming pool and cannonball.
Not swimming along with Stoney?
What's he doing? His American Eagles lost last night.
I know. He's sad this morning. Just all that travel just to see him lose.
Was he there?
No, I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. But
in the stands with his class of...
But they were playing a tournament game.
They were. Okay, what do
Thank
you guys...
Thank you for admitting that.
You're good. I don't give you enough credit, John. 248-539-9797. We got ticket text flooding in. We want to know about your game plan, your traditions. How do you attack these two awesome, epic sports watching days? It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after you've had that injury. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always get him on the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Triple-double from Cade and a bank shot buzzer-beater winner. Pistons take down the Heat. Mark Champion on the call there. Great way to kick us off into the madness that is today and tomorrow. We've been asking you guys, are these days worth taking time off for you? Mm-hmm. If you only get a couple weeks a year and you got to juggle a bunch of things, how do you navigate today and tomorrow? Some of the best sports watching days on the calendar.
And how cool is your boss?
Right. Texas says, my manager's on vacation, so I will definitely have all the games on at my desk.
There you go.
While I quote, work.
Don't even have to take a day.
I can watch, and it's not because my boss is cool. It's because he's an ineffective idiot who never comes out of his office. Well, has its perks, I guess. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. Didn't sign that one, did they?
They did not. I got a new job with a bank, and their computer won't let me get to YouTube TV, so I have my phone and AirBuds, and I am playing Silent Library. Okay. This one says, chiropractor's office, we all love sports, we'll have it on all day in all the treatment rooms, too.
Oh, there you go. You just hope that, you know, whoever the chiropractor is, isn't watching it at the right mind. They get wrong time. They get a little excited, and there's an extra crack.
Ugh.
Yes! Oh, sorry.
These are the type of days I love having a remote job. Andrew, quote, working in Livonia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of remote workers today are probably taking advantage of
That's
this.
A huge perk. Texter says, I'm a boss. My team is all in their 20s and sports fans. No one asked to take the day off either of these days. I couldn't care less if they stream as long as they get their stuff done.
There you go.
Yeah, you're the real MVP.
Yeah, that's just get your work done.
And Alex from Milford says, what makes these days so great? Think about last year. The country learned a lot about Oakland U when they beat the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah, there's not really a local team that you can... You know, no local Cinderella team that you can get behind this year.
No Detroit Mercy or U of D, Oakland, Eastern, Central, Western, nope. Fall
just
in love with somebody
dogs.
Else. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get to some Cinderellas. We talk about these Cinderellas later in the hour. We'll do the Glass Slipper Index, the GSI. What is a Cinderella? One of these double-digit schools, underdogs, one-bid leagues. We'll give you a Glass Slipper Index, 1 to 5, 5 for, hey, watch out, this team's going to make some noise, 1 for, they're not going to do much of anything.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, but first let's get to the news.
All right. So we're learning that there is a possible active shooter at Troy Beaumont Hospital.
Oh, no.
I am reading an article that Troy police say there has been a shooting at Corwell Health Beaumont Troy Hospital, and the suspect is not in custody. According to Troy police, the situation appears to be an isolated incident, but they do say, like I said, that the suspect is still at large. Massive police presence there in the area. Not only were the staff given a message. They got this message that said, this is an emergency. There is an active shooter. Troy Hospital in the parking structure building. Police are en route. Please take immediate personal safety measures and follow the run, hide, fight guideline. Those who are currently not at the facility, stay away. Do not return to the facility until the all clear has been given. Apparently, residents in the area also received a message an emergency alert. Yes. Avoid the area, shelter in place, law enforcement at the scene, tune to local media for more information. There was a message from Troy schools saying schools are still in session, but it sounds like Troy High School was placed on a light lockdown, meaning students are not allowed to leave the building. So very serious situation there. I don't have all the details.
So do we have any idea casualties or
no, this one is the most I've seen yet, saying that there was, this one says there was a shooting.
It's developing as we speak.
Everything is developing. Yeah. So I don't have all the details. Most is very, very limited. The articles, except this is taking place. Multiple agencies are responding to this situation. And hopefully everybody is safe and stays safe.
And they find and apprehend the individual that popped the shots.
Sick individual. We have no idea, obviously, motive or who this person is. But if you have family members who work in that facility or getting treatment in that facility, I'm sure you are
a mess
right now. And we'll try to give updates as best we can.
The more I see, I'll update you guys. It's interesting because I got a text from somebody. You know, Colin texted me. It was like, there's an active shooter right now at the hospital. So I obviously checked it out, and it's not even on all of the major outlets.
We've had a few ticket texts, and it's one of those, we got to see it verified, and some of the local TV are now picking up on the story. Right. Texters have given us, like, you know, eyewitness accounts of the police presence there at the hospital is like something they've never seen. So we know law enforcement's doing the best they can. What you need to do is avoid the area. We can't stress that enough. Avoid the area. They need to get to the bottom of this and get it to it. To a much safer situation.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah.
In other news, Jared Goff will be one of the players featured on season 2 of the Netflix docuseries Quarterback. So that's going to be kind of cool. Get a little inside view of his life. Alongside of him, there's also going to be Joe Burrow, and Kirk Cousins will appear again on the series. So something to look forward to. It will be released in July.
I think there's a lot of fun things about this. And it's one, seeing, you know, Jared Goff, what he does outside of football, what he does while he's in the facility, but also the relationships that he has with the O-line, with the offensive coordinator at the time.
Oh, see the relationship with Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the cool things if you've watched quarterback or receiver last year with St. Brown, is it's not just about, oh, they're mic'd up at the games. It's their personal life a little bit. Yeah.
And it made me more interested in some of these players I knew nothing about, because I like the home life and like getting to know how they are off the field, right? Like I like that.
And we know Jared Goff has embraced the city of Detroit, so seeing it maybe in a different way will be really cool.
Very cool. A Monroe man was arrested after police found his niece wandering in only a diaper, injured and being chased by dogs on Monday afternoon. So police received multiple calls about this child. And when they arrived, they found the 4-year-old was injured. And they say with the help of a neighbor and a witness, they were able to wrap this girl up in a blanket while first responders arrived at the scene. The child was taken to a hospital for treatment of exposure to the cold, as well as cuts and abrasions on her feet, her legs, her chest. Turns out the uncle, 27 years old, was responsible for caring for her at the time. So he was arrested and charged with child abuse in the 4th degree. Mm. Now, despite the weather we're supposed to have today, we're supposed to have some snow today. Dairy Queen is celebrating the start of spring.
Well, I can tell you why we're having snow.
Because it's
the start. It's the start of the girls' softball season here in Michigan. And last week they had tryouts, workouts, practice, and it was beautiful. But games, I know Ellie has her first game today.
Oh, does she?
And of course, we're going to be sitting in the snow.
Well, you can sit in the snow with a free cone from the Dairy Queen.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's free cone day.
Oh, okay.
Go get a free little vanilla soft serve ice cream.
Daddy will like that. I'll like it too.
Oh, I haven't had one in a long time, but when I go to the Dairy Queen, I always get Blizzard or Blizzard. Something like that.
That's
like,
what's going
to
happen. I go there for a cone, but I'm not leaving without a Blizzard.
No, you're getting something else too, so it's great. Will Smith.
Do you have to have the app?
Probably. You do need to know which ones are participating, so they are recommending you download the app so you can see which ones are participating. But
what's
no,
another
it,
app,
it doesn't
John?
Say you have to have the app. They're just saying make sure you know which ones are participating. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Call ahead.
Yeah. Will Smith is pivoting back to his music career, and he just announced that he's releasing his first album in 20 years.
Wow.
Hopped on social media, and he said, "It's official. My new album, based on a true story, drops March 28th. He says, 2 weeks, hit the pre-save, been working on this project for a minute, and I'm itching to get it out to y'all." So he's excited about that. He also announced that he's...
It's not his most recent hit, but...
Well...
But
I'm sure it's going to slap. All right, so he also announced he's got a tour. He's going to tour the UK and Europe. That's going to start in June in Morocco.
You know, dad jokes are good for you.
That's what they say.
The studies say kids have dad jokes in their life.
Do you guys remember the hot felon, Jeremy Meeks? His mugshot went viral, right? This was back in 2014. And when he got out of prison, he turned his life. He became a model and had this modeling career. Do you remember him?
No.
Oh, I
this
do.
This seems more of a story
that I would remember.
Your gender,
I looked up the photo. I remember this was on social media.
Yeah, well, he literally became a model when he got out of prison because his mugshot went viral, right? Well, we've got another mugshot going viral. You might have seen this one. Earlier this month, a sorority girl in Georgia was arrested for speeding. Okay, her name is Lily Stewart. She's 20 years old. So she was first pulled over for driving 79 in a 55 mile per hour zone. The officer let her go with a warning. But then caught her speeding again minutes later. She was going 84 in a 55-mile zone. So instead of, ticketing her, they just arrested her right there. Well, she's a very beautiful girl. Her mugshot, a very great mugshot, right? Like, not your traditional mugshot. She's smiling.
She is smiling.
Yes, looks very nice. Anyway, it's getting lots of attention online, so much so that she's getting some kind of creepy comments on the mugshot. And prosecutors ended up dropping the case over worries for her safety because of all these comments. Anyway, it sounds like
she's not going to have to fight the ticket.
No, she's not. She does, John, have to do some defensive driving classes.
Okay. Well, those are easy to pass. Show up, yeah.
And some community service. But she's not seeming to mind the attention, I don't think, because she's posted the mugshot on her TikTok. And people are, she's posting like the best comments that people have made about it. So she's having
some fun with it.
And we'll see. Maybe she'll turn her, I don't know what she was pursuing, but maybe she'll become a... top model too.
She definitely.
Man, that speeding problem at George is really getting out of hand.
Yes. I'll leave all other dad jokes aside on this one.
It's Heather with the news. We got the glass slipper index. Does the shoe fit? Who are the biggest Cinderella candidates ahead of the tournament later today? We'll of course update you on everything going on at Troy Beaumont when we have updates. We also have some Tiger stuff we plan to talk a little later in the hour, later in the show. John Jansen calling someone a liar. Oh boy, it's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you and build a financial plan that fits you and your unique situation. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate on a regular basis to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we had some Tiger stuff planned. It just feels tone deaf to go into Tiger baseball. We should update people on what's going on right now at Troy Beaumont. Heather, it was in your news. There's a press conference that's starting now.
Right. hopefully give more detail, because we're still, this is a developing story. We still don't have all of the details, but it does sound like there is still an active shooter at the hospital. A suspect is not in custody, but police have confirmed one person has been shot. We're hearing all sorts of different details from different sites, but it sounds like you need to avoid the area, that there's a huge police presence there at, you know, the Dequindre M59 area where the hospital is located. We know that staff members received a message about this active shooter to take cover.
Yeah.
Residents received a message as well about sheltering in place.
Schools, if you're not here, don't come.
Yeah, yeah. Schools have been placed on soft lockdowns, meaning, you know, students aren't leaving the facility.
If you're already there, you're staying there at the school, right. You're saying, yeah.
So everything is unfolding as we speak.
Yeah, so all of the news outlets are putting out information right now. So we're seeing at least one person injured.
This says police confirmed one person has been shot.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, injured, receiving care, obviously,
at the hospital.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, click on Detroit Channel 4, and they said officers are searching buildings floor to floor as of 8:30 a.m.
Yep.
Agents are also there to help. They cite a quote from Barbara, a medical assistant at the hospital. She said she was arriving to work when a coworker screamed to get back. Quote, get back to my vehicle. There's an active shooter. She said she saw police in the parking garage, guns drawn, walking in a line, and a bunch of sirens. We've gotten texts from people today talking about how they've seen it on their commute, their drive. Clearly, we're going to get more information as the morning goes. We have some audio. Charlie Langdon, WWJ. He spoke with a witness on the scene, Brian Padgett. Is he a patient at the hospital, Greg? Yes. And this was just his account, the onset of how this all transpired. He also spoke about just how close this was. So then they were evacuating. Yep. And the last audio we have is, again, this patient, Brian Padgett, describing just the evacuation.
It's a very scary situation. And Corewell Health did just release a statement. I took a picture of it off the TV there so I could read it to everybody. This is from Corewell Health. We are working with local law enforcement. Out of an abundance of caution, the hospital is on lockdown. One victim is in the emergency department for medical treatment. Patients with services scheduled should not come to the hospital at this time. Patients may call the department where they are scheduled for service directly. No other information is available at this time. So it's obviously a developing situation, and we thank the Detroit police and all the other agencies that are there searching the hospital, the surrounding areas for, and hopefully they can apprehend this individual quickly.
And we should get more information very soon. They're holding a press conference
Within the next 10 or 15 minutes.
We should be getting a whole lot more details, hopefully, very soon. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, because as of this moment, this is still an active shooter.
Yes.
This person has a gun, someone has been shot, and they have not been apprehended.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
It is. It's scary. And if you have someone in the hospital, don't go and check on them.
No.
See if you can reach them by phone. But there are a lot of patients there that aren't able to leave, obviously.
Yes.
And you know that they're afraid.
Yeah.
Doctors, nurses, hospital staff that are sheltering in place right now until they apprehend this individual.
Yeah. And again, we don't want to speculate, what the motive is, what drove this person to go to a hospital of all places, a place where people go to get care when they need it, what pushed this person into the building, but
we don't have any details.
Hoping to get some answers, exactly. And people are, of course, concerned.
Yeah, concern is definitely what it is, whether you're in or out, or you're somehow in that parking garage. It's one of those situations you wake up in the morning, you never feel like this is going to happen to me, or I'm going to be in this situation. And the fear, I've never been in a situation like that. I can only imagine what that fear is, and just trying to become invisible.
When we've talked about, Heather, I think you and I have talked about it off air. Maybe we've talked about it on air. When you go to events, you're more aware of exits, and I hate how we have to think now. And you would, hospitals were not a place that I thought about.
No, you know what? I mean, I had my baby. I had Brooks at Troy Beaumont.
My Emily, dad had somewhere open else. Open heart surgery there.
I didn't go there that day when I was in labor thinking anything other than the fact that they are going to take care of me. And they took great care of me. And I had a great experience there. You don't think about that because you're right. At events, at big events, I am more aware of how do I get out of this facility if I need to? Where is the closest exit? Just things more, you know, I pay attention to my surroundings. But when you go to the hospital for treatment, you're not thinking of that. I wasn't anyway. No. I was excited. I was what, you know, you're thinking about your care. And that's what you,
yeah,
that's your priority.
You just think about your normal day, what the task at hand is. Yeah. And I just would caution people, be aware of your surroundings. Not that you anticipate anything like this going on. You don't want to, you can't approach life scared.
But as a
you
patient,
do need to be aware of everything that is going on around you. And always in the back of your mind, you've got to have, you know, if you're in a building, how do I get out or where do I go if I need to protect myself?
But that's what makes this so heinous is if you're a patient, like you're not leaving. You're there for treatment.
Right.
You're in a lot of ways stuck. And for someone to target a hospital.
And again, don't know if the hospital was per se targeted or just an individual.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
And so it's just, there's so much unknown right now, but that's what makes these so shocking. Nobody would think that a hospital or the parking structure next to the hospital that you would become a target at any point, or you'd be near someone that is a target.
And I know some of you guys have noticed even before we broke in, probably because of your commutes. Like I was talking to Kang out there and I said, you know, he drives by there. And he said his kids were both born there. I mean, this is in our backyard. I mean, this is right in the heart of a lot of people's commutes today. So I know roads have been shut down. You know, police have been in a hurry. And again, stress it again. Thank you to them for acting as quickly as they have to try to contain this situation so it doesn't get any worse than it already is. We'll keep people updated on it. Again, there's a press conference going on right now. Active shooter, Troy Beaumont Hospital. One person shot as of right now. It's 97.1.